Riviera Radio, and it's with pleasure that we welcome to our studio Roy Holzbergen. And Roy, you are, I suppose, probably one of the biggest fans of the Monaco Grand Prix of all time. In fact, it's become your, well, almost your life's work at this stage. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I wouldn't say life's work, but I think there's greater fans of the Grand Prix, that people that really know so much about it. It's mind-boggling. I've been interesting myself in it since 1994, developed a CD-ROM at the time, trying to get together the most possible that you can get together in 2 years of working 7 days a week. And I'm continuing now of sticking it on the internet.
Okay, so you've combed the world looking for historical footage, photographs, memorabilia, articles, everything covering the Monaco Formula Grand Prix from since its inception until present day, or?
Since it started, yes. Till today, yes. It is the most of the movies I have, luckily. I searched those out years ago. Photographic material has always been a problem to find. I found a lot at the time, but it's always still things you would like to find, especially situations with drivers, with cars. Technical specs is not a difficult thing, but what is interesting always is anecdotes. There's so many little things that happened during a race that has never been filmed or photographed. Somebody has seen it and somebody has written it down, or somebody has it in his head. And it's always interesting because those things give the highlights of an event.
They fill in the light and shade, as it were, of the Grand Prix, that sort of the extra little coverage that you don't know about if you've only just seen the official version. Is that right or fair to say?
Yeah, well, there's a number of things. If you look at the whole Grand Prix of 1.5 hours, at the time it was, by the way, it was 3.5 hours, so it was a bit longer. Then you have a combined version of it that takes 2 minutes or 30 seconds or 1 minute or something, there's not much you can see. But if you have a little side story of something that happened off screen, basically, and that's what you're talking about. Like, for instance, I don't know exactly the year, but Hill, Graham Hill comes down to what was the station then, which was later the Lelos Hotel, and he sees smoke behind him. Says, oh, somebody is on fire. Then he feels the flames creeping under his arm and said, oh, I am on fire. Stops his car and tries to get out, but the car keeps on rolling. Yeah?
Yes.
So he blocks it against the curb and climbs out. Then he thinks, oh, I can't leave my car because I need it next week or in 2 weeks in Zandvoort. And if I let it burn, I don't have a car. So he tries to get out a tiny little extinguisher that's in there. But a very studious engineer had put metal wire around, really fixed it. It took a half an hour to get it. Finally, he gets it out, and it does one psst, and that was it. Then he sees in the corner of his eye a guy coming from one of the commissaires de course with a huge extinguisher. But instead of the guy going to extinguish, he starts to read
the instructions.
So he grabs the thing out of his hand, knocks the red button, and extinguishes his car.
All on his own. It wouldn't happen nowadays because the drivers are so quick to jump out of the car and they just...
They're back in the bar. Like
on their yacht, yes.
Häkkinen, you were still watching the Grand Prix of Silverstone and then sitting in the Raskas, and then suddenly Häkkinen was sitting next to you. It was already back.
Yeah. Have you unearthed any absolutely mind-blowing footage in your endeavours?
I think so. Yeah, I'm very used to it. I've seen it 100,000 times now. But it is, especially when you look at the older races, 36, 37 is quite something. When you see those Mercedes cars, they have close to 625 horsepower. They have tires width of 10 centimeters. They have a top speed of 410 kilometers an hour. No power steering.
Yes.
You know, if you hit on the road a little stone, the wheel will knock your shoulder out, which happened to Van Brauchitz. His shoulder got knocked out by the wheel. He got into the pit and said, I can't drive anymore. And he said, oh, no problem. They pulled at his arm, put it back, put some duct tape of the, of the exhaust pipes around his arm, and off you go.
Okay, problem solved. Get back on with it. Intimate footage, you were saying, some fantastic stuff of Grace Kelly and Jackie Stewart.
Yeah, some very nice interviews of Princess Grace Kelly and Jackie Stewart in the palace, where where it's a very personal type of thing. It's been on American television. I don't think it's ever been shown in Europe on television.
Where did you find all of the stuff? Because it's been, okay, sounds like a simple project. I'll just go to the Automobile Club and research their archives and look at all the Monaco Grand Prix footage and all the photos. And it wasn't that simple, was it?
I thought it would be, but once I got to the archives where I had permission to take anything out of and use, as all I found was in the basement was a big metal case with some old newspaper clippings. And
someone
that was it.
Someone had beaten you to it.
No, it just disappeared over years. And also, there's a funny thing in Monaco. It's been changed since the last 5-6 years, is that nobody kept anything in Monaco. Everything was more or less thrown out. So I found some of it at Samipa. Luckily, they had some, and they were very helpful. But a lot was missing, and especially early days.
Is that still the case? You're still looking for stuff? If people out there think that they have got some archive material from previous Monaco Grand Prix, for example, that their father or their grandfather or someone in the family has got hold of, is that the kind of thing you're still after?
It's still nice to look at, because but there's one problem often, is that with amateur film, it's badly filmed, and it's just the cars are swooshing past. Yeah, there's no camera film. All the old material I have from pre 1970 is all shot on 35mm camera. You know, really big
professional
Hollywood cameras on sturdy tripods, and shoot covering the Grand Prix with 5, 6, 7 cameras. Yeah? Even I've seen footage of 62 where a helicopter, you know, one of these old ones with the glass bulb,
yes,
flying between the buildings following the cars, actually.
Quite amazing. I don't think they'd do that nowadays. And also, as well, the website contains not only remastered videos, you've got biographies there of drivers and histories of the different cars, etc.
Yeah, well, we have, of every race, we have the starting grid, which is already sometimes very difficult to find, because it was all noted down at Automobile Club, but then when you get the footage, suddenly you find, oh, but they're standing at a different place. Yeah,
right.
Because also in the early days, pole position was not by driving fast; it was by lottery.
Okay.
And who was front and the back? It was just a lottery, and that was only changed after the war. Then you have the finishing, and that's sometimes also not so clear, and the people that fell out and why they fell out, that's also not so clear often. So that's all in there. Then there is a description of the race, of course, the narration of the race, and then you can link to the driver who won and have his biography and everything we have unearthed about him, and sometimes we have interviews. And the same goes for the car. We have, of the old cars, we have all the stories of Maserati and Alfa Romeo and so on. Of the newer teams, it's more difficult, yeah? Because,
yes,
like, if you take McLaren was originally Australian, New Zealand.
That's all right.
Yeah. I always mix Brabham and McLaren up. And then it moved over, yeah, and then Denny Holm got into that, and so on and so forth, and then it moved all the way over, and then somebody else, and so on.
Yes.
So McLaren is not what McLaren was.
No, they kept the name.
Yeah.
Now, if someone wants to have a look at all this wonderful stuff you've collected, Roy, what's the website address?
It's monacogplibrary.org.
Okay, and if anyone thinks that they can help you in any way, whether it's with material or whether it's some other sort of support, I believe you're looking for maybe some financial support and
absolutely
backing.
I'm looking for sponsors. We don't want to have huge kind of stuff. We don't want to destroy the page, but everything has to be contained in a kind of a Monte Carlo way, you know. And of course, we have forms in there where people can send us an anecdote just in a form, you know, and I have pop-ups in the form that I have information, I have a correction, because also I've had people, of course, that said Graham Hill didn't break his axle, he broke his whatever, you know, when he fell out in the race of 58.
I think that's
And people get sometimes they get really nasty about this, because they say, how can you make such an enormous mistake? Sorry.
Monaco Grand Prix, historic Grand Prix time. Is it a time for you to maybe gather some more information and get some more anecdotes?
I hope that during this historic and also the Grand Prix to meet some people that can give me some information, some stuff, some help, some support, some whatever. Anything is good. Huh?
Yes.
I look at it as a library, as a safeguarding of information that's been there. And once it's all complete and I'm out of it, maybe I'll just donate the whole thing to Monaco, so they won't throw it away.
Hopefully not again. Roy Holzbergen, thank you very much for coming in and speaking today to Riviera Radio.
Thank you for having me.